love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So here's the new deal.
Yeah.
The Donnas, who were coming in on Thursday, are coming in on Tuesday, but got bumped to Wednesday because the Foo Fighters are coming in on Thursday.
Canceled.
Now can't do it because there's some sort of plane flight thing. So I think they'll come in
some other time.
Week or so after that. And they're good girls. We're looking forward to seeing them. But looking more forward to seeing the Foo Fighters on Thursday. So got, I don't know if all the Foos are in or just Dave Grohl. All right, it was hot today, Drew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a weird hot, you know?
Sticky, sweaty hot.
And then this gigantic full moon at night now. It's a,
yes. The orb beckons. Also, I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm hanging around older guys. And there's more sweating going on these days.
Older guys.
Maybe that. Maybe some running around with a camera crew and stuff. These poor camera guys. These cameras. The cameras are the size of Yugos, and they haven't shrunk an inch in the last 30 years. And I, you know, they always talk about those. Oh yeah, today's digital technology. I mean, the quality you get from a phone camera today is 10 times better than what NBC was using in the 70s and stuff like that. Yet these huge beta cams have remained exactly the same. And I keep saying, well, why don't you just drop down to, you know, a nice 3-chip job that you can, you know, weighs 14 ounces
instead
of 126 pounds.
How
now, they like, but these poor guys are running around with these things.
Well, then you've always got the sound guard, this huge tray of sound equipment.
You're pushing
looks
it around.
Like the cigarette lady.
Big giant wheel in the back. Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. No hardier breed. You know how there's people you inherently hate?
Yeah.
And I've spoken about them all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't like meter maids, although I don't actually know any personally. Hate publicists. You know, there's people you just hate. Like, I haven't met too many attorneys I like.
I hope you're going to say camera's the opposite.
Yes.
Yeah, camera's the guys you intrinsically
like. Let me tell you something, everybody.
Yeah.
Cameraman is like fireman.
Yeah.
Big, rugged, hardy guys in
nice.
A nice, silent, never complain. You know, Jimmy and I would go do some man show thing in Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
We'd be out on the streets of Bourbon Street till 5 in the morning. This guy's lugging this 80-pound camera on his shoulder, and he's running in front of us and running backwards through vomit-filled alleys. And, you know, there's somebody with their hand on his belt sort of dragging him so he doesn't run into, you know, a dumpster. And these guys are just animals. They're sort of like... Whatever.
Not just the handheld guys too. Even the guys behind the big.
All cameramen are salt of the earth. They're the greatest guys in the world.
And these camera women too. There's a couple of them.
We got one on our show. Attractive.
Who's Catherine.
Beth.
Beth. Yeah.
Solid. Yeah, it's just something about camera people. First off, they don't want to be in front of the camera, so already they get points.
Yes.
They actually don't want to be. In front of it, they want to be inside of it.
Right. The only people on Earth that categorically do not want to be in front of the camera.
No, it's impossible. The only way they can be in front of the camera is if they drop their camera. But they're just, I don't know what it is. They're like sort of like part lumberjack, part technician, part fireman. They're just men and women, but they're usually all the same dude. Stocky dude, strong guy, tall guy, and... they all wear these sort of all-terrain boot sneaker.
Yeah.
You know, sort of midway, mid-ankle with the waffle sole, but it's part tennis shoe. It's hybrid thing.
Yeah.
And these guys are just salt. I love cameramen. Yeah. They don't talk. They never complain. They always agree. And they're just great.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Agreed.
Great guys, right?
Always.
Publicists, pain in the ass. What percentage of publicists versus cameramen? It's 90 and it's 90, but it's 90 positive. No. It's 98 for cameramen. You like 98 out of 100 cameramen you love. 98 out of 100 publicists you hate. I don't even know where attorneys are. But someday we ought to just break down jobs to the sort of a-hole ranking. Attorney is way up there. Plastic surgeon, way up there. Going to see Dr. Marcel in studio here in a couple of days, so I'm warming up for that. I don't know what else. You know, hairstylist, jeweler. I could come up with a whole list of things. Most any guy that has to do with any female stuff, usually always a disaster.
Yeah.
And then you start getting into, like, weird, odd stuff, like pet groomers and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I think those guys are a disaster, too. I'm gonna work
those
on this,
those are never guys.
That's true. They're always lesbians, though, but they're more man than you or I could ever hope to be. Strong, stocky. I remember doing some work for one of these women who worked at the kennel, and I was like, this woman, you know, she was 5'3", went about 285, not an ounce of fat on her.
Butch.
And I was like, oh, what do you do beside work around with the pets? Black powder rifles? You're into guns? Black powder. You don't just target shoot? No, musket.
Wow.
It's like, oh. Super uber lesbo. Black powder. She's out there with a musket. I mean, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean, right. Crap, stuffing the ball down in there. Musket ball.
Tearing off
the powder horn. Powder dry.
Wow.
Yeah.
She must do reenactments.
Oh,
like
you know, she's like, yeah. New Flint! Flint! Oh, yeah. Oh.
Do you want to read this thing?
No.
Okay.
Lisa?
Yes.
Oh, that. What, Durex? Yeah, let's talk to Lisa first. Lisa, you're 20?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am 20 years old.
And what's going on?
My question is, I have never, ever been able to climb racks using my finger. And I have been a couple times when my ex-boyfriend would go down on me, but...
Hold on a second. I figured out why I like cameramen.
Why?
And sound guys and all those crew guys, and why I hate publicists and a lot of attorneys.
Mm.
Because those guys
do something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They have to do it.
I know.
They can't complain about why it didn't get done. They can't not do their job.
Right.
If a cameraman F's up, you have nothing for the day times 100 grand or 50 grand or an entire crew or vans and all the equipment, all the stuff's all for naught. See, all publicists do is want to wedge themselves in between two people and figure out a reason why they should get paid, when reality is we just all ball them up and throw them in the ocean. And the same with 90% of attorneys. These are worthless, bottom-feeding idiots who just get in between two decent people oftentimes and start basically extracting money from both sides. They do nothing, and they can bill you for doing nothing, whereas cameramen have to do something, and I love that about them. They actually do. These other people just whine and complain and fidget and wedge themselves in and crawl in and just, you know, they're standing around. They don't need to be there. Does anyone ever need a publicist anywhere? You know what I mean? Like, you can't do without the cameraman.
True.
Publicists, if they all just spontaneously combusted the second, there would be no difference in tomorrow's workday.
Mine would be different.
What? Be better, right?
No.
Better? Yeah. Yeah. Like, you would know. Okay, who could you afford to lose? Your publicist for a year or your cameraman for an hour? That's the question we all need to ask ourselves. 1 hour of a cameraman down, 1 year
so of a
publicist
down. So each of you to hire
a
cameraman just to make sure it doesn't happen.
Oh.
All right, Lisa, we heard that you had one once when your ex-boyfriend gave you oral sex.
Right.
All right.
Okay, the only way I could climax is with grinding a teddy bear or being underneath the water faucet. And I can do it like up to 20 times a day, you know.
20 times a day.
Just really easily, yeah, within 30 seconds. Yet I've never been able to with my own fingers.
God, how about bear's nose has to just be worn down to a nub.
How about with orgasm, with the intercourse?
No, I cannot.
So occasionally with oral sex, do you ever bring anything into what you're doing with your boyfriend?
I can't use, I bring my teddy bear in.
Ooh.
By the way, this could be a turn on if there wasn't a B story that was a train wreck. You know what I mean?
If there was not some cause.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you weren't continuously raped with Mrs. Beasley at age 4 and a half, this would be a turn on. but something horrible must have happened to not have you utilize the teddy bear.
Not necessarily.
No?
You just use a teddy bear like a pillow, something to push up against, right?
Yeah, I grind against it.
Why a teddy bear? Why not something else?
Because of the texture of it. The way a stuffed animal is made, a pillow is a little more smoother, so it doesn't feel as great.
Mm. How about just your boyfriend?
Yeah.
No, I can't. And also I've also been on antidepressants for 5 years.
That makes it difficult, right?
How'd you get started with the teddy bear? Quiet.
Not with the teddy bear.
What's the teddy bear's name, by the way?
It doesn't have a name. It's called Teddy.
You have to name a teddy bear.
Teddy does.
Yeah, it's a cop out.
Yeah.
Although I had a cat named Kitty. Yeah. Do you, you do?
Yeah.
Sure it wasn't the same cat? Ours
black,
was missing for
black.
A while. Was black.
All black?
Well, it was all black, uh-oh. Yeah. Well, ours was sort of Persian looking, though.
Ours disappeared, too.
My mom said it went to the farm! Okay. Lisa?
Yeah.
Is there any backstory we need to know about you? Any abuse? Nothing weird with the teddy bear?
A lot of physical, verbal abuse still goes on today.
Who's
not,
physically?
Not the physical, the verbal abuse still goes on today.
Well, you're gonna find it everywhere you go. But who's verbally abusing you?
My parents. My parents are Middle Eastern, and there was just a lot of traumatic events at the place where I would sit in the bathroom for days and not want to come out. I was afraid of my
no, not the right
verbal. You know, it's funny because I find all Middle Easterns to be a very friendly, jovial. They're jovial. They're jocular people, you know? I can't imagine there's any verbal abuse.
Well, Lisa, I'm suspicious that really what happens here is that the closeness is what troubles you, and that being close, being intimate, proximity of other minds is what makes it difficult for you to be sexual because you've been so badly traumatized.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you're with an inanimate object, you have no trouble functioning, but when you're close with somebody else, you get inhibited, quite literally biologically inhibited. And that's more to do with the trauma and the abuse than anything else. I don't think it has anything to do with your sexual functioning so much.
I find most Middle Easterns to be pranksters.
That's a good word, yes.
Yes. They're raconteurs who spin very witty tales. Mm-hmm. Very jovial people. I've never known any to be physically or verbally abusive, but, I do them they're sort of practical jokers. A lot of prank phone calls come from that part of the world.
Truly.
Yeah, crazy. Most great, great comedic playwrights are from that part of the world.
Interesting.
Oh, absolutely. Funny. Funny people. Funny. Hysterical folks. Super, super sense of humor. Amazing sense of humor. Great fun. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's fun. Now you fly over the Middle East, you can hear the laughter coming up almost through the airplane. I swear you can feel it, Drew.
Wow.
Great, great, jovial. Love to laugh.
Eden?
Love to laugh. Love it. You know, close your eyes, see, picture all that footage of those guys just laughing their asses off. Great. Yeah. Eden?
Hello?
Go ahead and shut down that computer. That's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
How are you boys doing?
Good.
Good.
Puckish
good.
Is what I would
puckish,
call
yes.
the Middle Eastern people. Go ahead, Eden.
I personally don't know any, but I'll take your word for it.
Well, but we all know the stereotype of the Middle Eastern and can't stop pulling practical jokes.
Well, if I believed anything the media said, I wouldn't have half a brain to listen to anything.
I'm so glad you said that because
no one ever knows what I'm talking about.
I know, but she's read my mind. Eden's calling from Austin. I was reading a little thing tonight about the runaway bride.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I get so
cold
frustrated.
Feet.
Oh yeah, she felt she couldn't be the perfect wife, so therefore she decided to kill herself and go to Austin.
She got cold feet.
Wow.
Why can't people ask her the questions about her mental health, her psychiatric condition? It's amazing to me.
Nobody wants to get into anything, Drew.
It's unbelievable.
Eden?
She was psychotic. She probably was having active hallucinations. I mean,
well, look at her eyes.
Yeah.
If I saw anyone give me that look, I would dart them. and just and bag them and tag them and Gerard. Drag them in. Whew, that's right in the neck. Go ahead, Eden.
You guys crack me up. Okay. Well, my question was about a threesome. Mm-hmm. And I've always been curious, how would a girl like me go about proposing two men to have a threesome?
What do you mean by a girl like you? What does that
a
mean?
Girl like me, a single 23-year-old, non-married, single, you know, just...
How much, how much are you coming in at weight-wise?
Weight-wise? Oh, 150.
150.
And I'm 5'8".
5'8". Okay. Mm-hmm. Still going to have to do some quick radio math here. Let me crunch some numbers here. She'd say 5'8", 150. What's that? 2 times 7, Drew?
14.
Bring that around. 14 and 3 is what?
14, 3 is 17.
17. 1 and 5 is what?
6.
1 and 1 is what?
2.
2.
This is a tough one.
And 1 times 1 is still 1, or is that 2?
Take the cosine of that angle. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Did you say 1 times 1 is 2?
No, 1 times 1 is 1.
All right, but then what's 1 times 2?
2.
Oh, okay. So that's... Okay, well, hold on. I got to start again. 1 times...
You want to use a natural log. Log base E.
Oh, log base E. Do you say C or E?
E.
Okay. Okay, I have 5'6" and 17.30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
By 161 and 3 ounces. I'm actually getting into ounces this year.
No stones?
No stones. But I think that would be about, I don't know, 7 or 8 stone or something like that. All right, where the hell were we?
One. Where the
One.
Tag is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Eden?
Yes.
All right, so, sorry, I just had to crunch some numbers. Why do you want to have a threesome with two guys? I know it's sort of a fantasy for a lot of women, but it's usually a sort of fantasy that they never really want to act out on.
Well, I've seen it on pornography videos, and it always looks exciting to me.
Why not? What about having sort of a boyfriend or a friend with benefit and then finding another person to participate with that? You know, rather than starting fresh with two new people, to kind of build.
It's going to be a tough sell to the boyfriend, though, because
no, but
a new
dude. I said a friends with benefit.
Well, you said or boyfriend, but even friends with benefit, it's kind of a tough sell to introduce another sausage onto the grill.
It is, but if she's not really.
Well, that's
really
my question. I mean, I don't know if guys are even into. I mean, I'm not even talking about the two guys having sex.
Mm-hmm.
It would be all about me, which is very selfish to say, but I just...
What is it? I'm curious. What is it you like about this?
Well, with two men, I would think there would be a very lack of control. So I guess it's kind of a submissive thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something... Have you been abused, or is being out of control something?
No.
You can do?
All
right.
No. Just curious.
Well, no, because being out of control is a very specific thing, and that usually means that now is attractive to you. When that's attractive, it usually comes from experiences earlier where it was sort of terrorizing.
To me, it's more my natural persona tends to be extroverted and somewhat leadership dominant. So I'm thinking maybe that something opposite like that would kind of spice
right.
up.
You got to answer my question.
All right, she's not going to answer it. In.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Here's my honest take on this. I understand you being curious about it. It's one of those things that kind of goes on your permanent record as a chick that your husband is going to learn to hate one day when he finds out about it. And you'll probably wish at some point in life that you didn't do it. Sorry about the double standard.
No. Let's ask a proper question.
That's
dad,
not proper?
Her dad, blah, blah, blah.
Yes. Okay, you're getting it? I'm not getting that effed up. I'm just getting sort of almost male-like libido mixed in with some curiosity.
There's that sometimes, yeah.
Oh, is your dad around? Did he do anything bad to you?
No, I had a very blessed childhood.
Both
parents are still married, and yes.
Yeah.
Blessed, and what do you mean blessed? What does that mean?
blessed.
Got lucky.
Just nice.
Lucky, fortunate.
Yeah.
I was not abused. My brother, you know, is fine too. It's just.
Mm-hmm. Are you athletic? Playing the softball team, the soccer team in school?
I'm a graphic designer. I sit in front of the computer.
No, I mean, like in high school.
In high school, I was in band.
That's going that direction. Mm. What's your sort of sexual history?
What do you mean?
Have you had lots of partners, or what's the deal?
I would say I've had 4 or 5 partners, maybe 3 of which have been boyfriends.
Mm-hmm.
I did have 1 threesome with a Girl Scout friend of mine and some guy we met online.
Whoa.
I'm going to put that in the hopper for later.
Girl Scout?
Is she in the uniform? In the uniform?
How old were you?
We were seniors in high school.
What do you mean you checked him out?
The guy you met online?
What do you mean you checked him out? Eden, this is like deviant behavior here. Now we're getting into some weird stuff.
Let me talk you through for a second. I don't know why, but let me tell you the vibe I'm getting from Eden.
Your thing is that if a guy could be a girl, this is how he'd behave. Yes.
5%, 4 or 5% of the female populace just has sort of a male-like libido.
That is true.
And by the way, 4 or 5% of the male populace has a female-like libido. They're not that into it. Never been to a strip club. I don't watch porn.
You're right.
You know, so if you think about it, in a way, it's almost the same populace or same percentage, and it's almost the same approach.
So this is how a guy would behave if he were a woman.
Yeah, but even so, not out of control, been with 4 or 5 partners, had a couple, rung up a couple of, you know, home runs, but not normally a home run hitter, you know what I mean? Being with a ton of people.
Here's what's absent in this situation that is always present in the abuse survivors. Absent is the chaos.
Right.
But the deviance is here.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I'm picturing, well, not picturing me, but because you told me. It's a chick who's probably not the model type and the belle of the ball, has to go out and hustle a little bit. Some chicks are smoking hot, and all they have to do is go to a club and park themselves at the end of the bar, and the guys start coming and the drinks start coming.
And not only that, estrogenized, which are the women that look more model-like, are more about receiving, receptivity, and the androgen dominant, the testosterone type female is
picking up with Eden, and I think she's almost not only dude-like in her libido, but maybe even a little in her approach to sex. Like, I got to go out and find some schlong tonight.
Okay.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yes? Eden? Thank you. All right. I like you. I don't know. Are you tomboyish at all? Do you have
growing up, I would say I was tomboyish.
Yeah, but I don't know even what I'm asking. Do you have big calves? Do you have any male characteristics?
I think I know what you're asking. Do I look like a man?
Yeah, but I don't mean look like a man. I just mean almost approach. Well, there's some women. There's some women that walk like men.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You see them from behind, you think it's a guy. Mm-hmm. It's just that's how they carry themselves or that's how they approach life.
I'll explain to you. I'm not your drop-dead gorgeous, takes 2 hours to put makeup on kind of girl. But at the same time, I'm just average. I'm not really skinny, but I'm not, you know, overweight.
No. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I would just be your average, you know, I probably have had a guy buy me drinks once or twice at a bar. It's not something that happens every time I go in. Now, if I go in... I got you
sized up, Eden. I'm right with you.
Why don't the Edens ever call us?
I don't know. They don't call us because they're not really that effed up.
Yeah.
Well, Eden really isn't that. Right. Eden's not that effed up.
So the question then is, if we're correct, how should she approach this thing she wants to do?
I would recommend that you don't do it, but you're going to have trouble finding... I think you put yourself in a slightly dangerous situation.
Yeah.
You're going to have to find yourself 2 guys that know each other that you meet on the same night.
Sure.
I don't think you're going to meet 1 dude, have sex with him, hang with him, and then get his other buddy involved with it unless it's a spontaneous party sort of thing. It's one of these things that, you know, I don't want to sound like a prude. I just think it's going to be one of these things that you're not going to want to carry around with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Would you say that to a guy that wants to do that?
No, because there's a double standard. That's fine. There's differences.
I disagree with you.
Disagree that there's a double standard?
No, I would disagree that I would discourage it because of the mark on her record. That wouldn't bother me at all. What bothers me is...
First off, it would... Here's the thing. I know it wouldn't bother you at all because you're super, super evolved and you lie like a wet bath mat, number one. Number two, 99% of the guys who may marry her one day, 5 years from now, start a family with it, would most likely not enjoy hearing that tale.
But then again, she doesn't have to tell that tale. It's
no,
her thing.
But don't worry. He'll find out some way.
I do think
it's potentially dangerous.
It's dangerous. And I do think it will take a piece from her soul that she's not expecting.
When I say carry it around, that's what I mean. Right. I don't mean it's all for her future husband. Right. There's a part of her that's going to feel like she's holding something back or whatever.
It's going to be...
Okay. Right. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Do I do this thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Tell you what's going on tonight. Well, Eden may have been our call. One lucky person tonight.
Maybe she needs it.
She needs
She needs the kit.
Yeah.
She needs the kit. Come on.
She needs needs a barrel of
Eden, you still there?
Condoms.
Eden?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you got to hold on for a second. I think you're it.
Yeah, because one lucky... Well, I can't give it away this early in the show, Drew.
We can bring Eden up again later.
Anyway, they're going to win a party pack of Durex condoms, which includes CDs and a poker set and money and more Durex condoms. Each night this week, I'm going to decide what the best call of the night is. Probably not in the first 8 minutes of the show. And they're going to win one of these party packs. You got to be 18 years or older to play. And it's brought to you, of course, by Durex. There's sex. And then there's Durex. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Drew.
Maybe we should have Eden stand hold for a while.
Stay on hold for 6 hours.
For half an hour. And then towards the end of the top of the next hour, you can bring her back.
Well, what if we find someone that's better than Eden?
Well.
Okay. Well, come and speak to Daniel. Doesn't poop for weeks at a time.
Oh, yeah.
All that after this. Yay! What's up? What's going on? Woo! Gotta get it on.
Yeah.
No choice. Forced to get it on.
Let's do it.
Mandate to get it on. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Oh, nothing. Just a Foo Fighters coming in here on Thursday.
You know, I'm going to Vermont tomorrow.
Awesome. Get one of those teddy bears our first caller can masturbate with it.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing over there?
Daughter's ice skating. Of course, now, I've been struggling with this last couple of days. She fell off a skateboard, wounded her foot, got infected. Can't put a skate on. My God.
Now, this is why I would make a bad dad. I'd be like, scrub the mission.
I suggest that a couple
smart,
of times.
Smart.
But dare you? What are you talking about?
If you can keep rubbing fecal matter into that open sore while she's asleep, Drew, the infection will spread just enough. Now, as a doctor, you can control it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not an actual danger.
Yeah.
Other parents, I would say that would be irresponsible. You have the expertise to control that kind of infection, but just enough so she can't get on the plane.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. That's why I'd be a horrible dad. I'd be like, oh, thank God. Her toes infected. We have to stay home. Very exciting. So you'll be going to Vermont.
Yep.
And Paulina's going to be doing some skating.
Yeah. And Los Angeles Ice Theater. There's this whole team that she's with.
How many girls?
30, 35.
30, 35. Yeah.
35
girls, you know what their logo is? 35 girls, 42 eating disorders. They actually have extra eating disorders in case they run out of one on the road. So they're... You can see some of those girls are heading for trouble already, can't you?
No.
And so they're going out, they're ice skating.
Yeah.
And all the parents are going?
Yeah.
They all go.
Yeah.
This is foreign to me.
I know it is. And it's like I'm speaking some weird language.
I couldn't get my parents out of North Hollywood.
I know.
And so they go to Vermont and they skate and everyone stays at a hotel.
Right.
And then it's off to where?
New York City for a couple of days.
New York City.
And then back.
Wow. Kids, life's going to be a horrible disappointment.
I know it isn't.
When they get out,
either they just won't want to do anything.
Well, maybe that's what you want too. The ones who are just sort of burnt out, like people, are like we're going to Cannes, we're going to stay on the Sultan of Brunei.
I went there when I was 7.
I went there with my dad. It smelled. They don't have any McDonald's there, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You get that
That's
one.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. And then the idea of sort of slumming it becomes sort of intriguing to them because being poor is almost a hobby.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this is cool. We're all sleeping on the same futon. You know, it's like camping.
Right.
Being poor just becomes like a camping trip for them. It's kind of fun.
Right.
Hey, eat out of a can, live in a crappy apartment. Yeah. Except when you grow up that way, you're constantly miserable and always yearning for something better. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to do it, Drew. Smart. Daniel?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yes, I am.
You don't poop for weeks?
Well, more than that at times. But, yeah, I know y'all had a call about this months ago. And
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. More than weeks at times?
Yeah, like the most I've gone that, like, I think about 6 weeks or so.
Wow.
Now,
are you eating normally during that time?
Mostly. Like, when it gets to the end, like, of those 6 weeks, I start having a hard time eating. And I kind of force myself to eat because, I mean, I know how unhealthy that is.
And so well,
so I do my best to eat regularly, but it gets...
Now, by the way, you know, if the toxin theory meant a goddamn thing, Adam...
Yes.
Why isn't Daniel flooded with toxins?
Well, I don't
keeps
know.
Things
I mean,
in his
Daniel,
colon.
Daniel, you ever feel tired in the morning when the alarm goes off?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, okay, okay.
Wait, Adam,
all
me too,
right.
me
okay.
too.
Okay, all right.
But wait
okay.
a minute, I have bowel movements every day or two.
Well, okay, but you're taking toxins
oh,
then.
I see,
okay?
I see.
Your body is like a sponge, okay? And it absorbs the we live in a toxic environment. Okay? The air you breathe, the water you drink, all the pesticides
with
and
toxins.
Preservatives.
Toxins.
And toxins.
Unless you flush them out
toxins.
With enemas. Is that what
and
you need to do?
But hold on.
Oh.
Your body collects and stores the toxins, okay? Hey, you ever feel at about 3:30 in the afternoon you wouldn't mind laying down for 20 minutes and closing your eyes? You ever feel that way, Daniel?
Yeah, occasionally.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay, 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 okay. Those are toxins, okay? That's making you tired. And you ever feel like sometimes...
Okay.
You ever feel like when you're studying and you're trying to study and you're reading, you end up reading the same page twice because you just couldn't focus for that few minutes? You ever that ever happen to you, Daniel?
Occasionally, yeah.
Okay, 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 okay. Those are toxins, okay? Okay. Okay? Toxins.
Yeah.
Building up in your body, making you tired, making
well,
you sluggish.
Especially Daniel, they stay and they fester.
They fester.
There's a mucus shunt.
Mucus shunt, okay? Okay. Okay. Building up inside of your intestines and colon.
He needs high colonics regularly, twice a day.
Okay, okay. You know how your car needs the fuel injection system flushed out every couple of 100,000 miles? I like when people do that.
Okay.
Your body's the same way. We have to flush the toxins out of you by pumping a couple of gallons of black coffee up your ass. Okay? Okay. Okay? Okay. And then, once we complete that process, you'll feel better. You know why? Because you're nuts! You see, I could hand you a Tic Tac and tell you it was a magic fairy pill, and you would feel better. Because you're nuts. You're the idiot who says, I got a sugar high and a red meat lumpotoming out on red meat now. You're nuts. All I hear is weak and feeble-minded. That's all. When I hear allergies, not
but
you.
But Daniel, not you.
Not
the, Daniel. The point is you're the poster child for why that is should not be the case. According to the theorist that Adam's alluding to, you not having a bowel move for 6 weeks should cause cancer.
Okay.
Should kill you.
Okay.
Should cause heart. Should,
no. Okay. Okay. Daniel?
Yeah.
So the question is...
I can't believe you don't poop for 6 weeks, and I'm seeing you as a super skinny guy, as a crazy fast metabolism. Drew, could his metabolism be eating all this up? Or a lot of it up? How does that work?
Yeah, my metabolism is pretty intense, I guess.
That's an interesting idea.
I mean, it's not like... I mean, I can't believe it, first of all.
Let me ask Drew. Well, there's things he can do. But if your metabolism is slow, okay.
So let's say it's less efficient. Let's say
less
you can't absorb things quite as
well. Well, let's just say Fat guy with slow metabolism or less efficient metabolism.
Well, that's highly efficient, right? I mean,
oh,
after
yeah,
all.
Efficient. Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, I said slow earlier, and less efficient.
But I mean, let's think about this.
Right.
Slow means he's very effectively laying down, storing energy.
Right. The fat. Essentially, food is the current, and your body is the battery.
Fat
people get a long charge yes. off a small current
That's
for a
right.
short time.
So they can store lots more energy.
Right.
Now, but the question,
we should be praising them instead of making fun of them,
but
course. It's too easy.
Well, if we lived on a desert island, they'd live a lot longer.
Yeah.
But here's the deal.
They look like hell in their bathing suit.
But what are you going to do?
Yeah.
They still wouldn't get... Okay.
Okay.
The question then becomes, is there some more absorptive efficiency? Some people absorb more nutrients and bulk out of their food.
Yeah.
And then also burn it off more than...
As opposed to just caloric.
Yeah.
See, for me, the simpleton layperson, it sounds to me, a guy who eats and doesn't poo for 6 weeks sounds like he's just burning everything he throws in the stove and there's not that much ash left.
That's a kind of a way of thinking about it, but I suspect he fills his entire colon. So when you do go, Daniel, is it gigantic?
Yeah, it comes out in ball shapes.
Yeah,
like
okay.
between baseball and softball size.
Oh, ouch!
No, not between.
No, I'm serious.
No,
do you bleed?
I've only bled once. But it's extremely uncomfortable. I mean, it feels.
I mean, that's basically the only way you can keep it in like that is when it gets compacted.
I'm hip, but
yeah, it's very dense, and I mean,
well, we're talking about almost the size of an ostrich egg coming out of there.
Well, not that big, but I mean,
well, but baseballs. You know, it's the size of the opening of this cup, right? And that's a large orb there.
Now, so the question then becomes, why?
Yes, why?
I don't know. It's been like this ever since. I mean, as long as I can remember.
Did you try to retain your scoot stool when you were a kid? Are you obsessive compulsive?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not exactly sure how it started. I just remember kind of not wanting to go. Not wanting, but just
right.
feeling like
but,
I couldn't.
Daniel,
yeah,
you need to. Consult a physician.
Yeah, you need to get what they call a toilet. What they call this? A bowel. What they call this when people like are quadriplegic and stuff? A bowel program. You need to get a bowel program going where you're taking appropriate amounts of laxatives and suppositories and things to keep things moving along. Not so much because they're not. In fact, not at all because there's a lack of health or you're going to lose your health because the stool stays in your abdomen longer than it should because,
in fact, it's
outside your body.
You're storing toxins.
The lumen of your colon, the place in which the colon,
bin.
The stool sits, is outside your body.
It's like a
so it doesn't really matter.
Bus depot locker where you just keep toxins.
However, with time, the ability of the bowel to sort of move stool through will become more and more problematic.
You'll
start getting anal pathology, hemorrhoids, prolapse,
you don't want to get
kind of
up in the morning.
And that's a disaster.
You
get older.
Snooze bar. You can't focus. Oh, by the way, the same load of crap. It all works on chicks and gays. That's how it all works. First off, somehow their minds.
Strangely, we keep talking about loads of crap here.
Well, open to that. But it's this, you know, it's the same people that go to the psychic. You're a creative person. Yeah. Yeah. But the job you have just isn't satisfying you in your creative department. You ever feel tired in the morning? Yeah. Toxins. You know what I mean? It's the same sort of weak mind.
Mm.
It's sort of it's a combination between being narcissistic and it's a sort of narcissism meets stupid, and that's the deadly comma smash. Not only am I stupid, but I'm thinking about me all the time.
Let's refine it. Primitive.
Primitive.
More than stupid.
Thank you.
Let's take a break.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll speak to Maggie. More stool questions. Now, her boyfriend says he's against going down on her.
Is Adam dating you?
She gives him... Drew, how dare you. Maggie?
Hi.
He's against going down on you sort of fundamentally?
Politically?
No. He's just like completely against it.
Against it.
But it's not a cultural thing or religious thing.
No, it's not a cultural thing.
So he's against oral sex and against abortion.
Yeah, no. He might be, no, I don't know. But, he he was raised in a conservative Catholic home.
All right, hold on. But no problem with receiving oral from you.
Oh, no, not at all.
Not against
all
right. that. No. How dare you?
I love that guy. All right, we'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah, everybody. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
What do you think people imagine we talk about during that break? I mean, could they in any way conceive of the conversation we just had? No.
There's nothing but fecal talk.
Yeah. And raucous laughter. Never laughs hard.
Yeah, we both relived a couple of...
college or young adult moments.
Young adult moments from roommates that... No toilet was built that could hold a few of my roommates, and Drew had a few of the same kind.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk to Maggie. Maggie?
Yeah.
All right. Your boyfriend won't go down on you or rarely goes down on you?
No, has never.
Uh-oh.
Has never.
He's got to be behind you there. Put him on the phone.
No, he's not. Absolutely. It's a long-distance relationship, so we only get to see each other, once a month.
Wow. And for a lot of women, that's an important thing. I mean, that's
especially
the way
when you see him once a month.
That's the way you have orgasm.
Yeah, because especially because I'm only the third girl he's had sex with, so he just wants to jump right into sex, and I can't.
Hey, well, first of all, that's not a function of him just having had three partners. Every male you ever meet will be that way. Right. Secondly,
not every guy. I have some guys who are very good at going down before.
Oh yeah, but they consider that starting the clock. Believe me, that they're, for him, he just starts the clock in a different way.
Right.
And if it's the only way you have an orgasm, then just in the interest of fairness, in the interest of, and for that matter, if you're going to feel, if this is going to be a long-term relationship for you to be satisfied in it, he's going to have to do this.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a deal. It's kind of a deal breaker. It sounds, unless you figure out some other way, but it's sort of a deal breaker, I would think, because it's something you need, you like, and he's unwilling to do it. It's sort of sad, really.
It is sad because, I have no problem going down on him.
And I know.
We get that part.
You asked him and he said no, or it's just you can tell he's not into it?
We've had discussions about it, and I'm like, have you never done it? And he's like, I've done it once, and I don't like it.
Yeah, see, it has nothing to do with the Catholic. Forget the Catholic upbringing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But find out what it was that was so distasteful to him, and maybe there's something you can do to reassure him or make the experience a little different.
Another thing is,
I'm much more experienced than him, and so he's just afraid that he won't be, good.
Well, just no, tell him to get over it.
Yeah, that's
very convenient.
Do you get any read on this guy?
Let me tell you something, the guy I've had an ass full of.
Yeah.
There's a new man out there. It's not really the metrosexual. It's just a wuss.
Yeah.
Guys... You know, as I've said, I sit in an office with guys that are 30-something years old and speak freely about their excitement for the new Batman, movie. And Fantastic Four, awesome. And then that starts a debate over never being able to live up to the comic book version. And then that slides into, guys sort of boasting they couldn't change their own tire. If they were in the middle of the desert, they would die. And I don't go down on... You know, there used to be a time when there was a little peer pressure with guys where it's a weird thing. I'll give you an example. A lot of guys... Guys especially have this sort of bravado. Oftentimes when push comes to shove, they don't back it up. But they're like, hey, man, I kicked that guy's ass. He gives me any trouble,
Right.
There's a new breed of guy that's like, I've never been in a fight in my life, and if any guy made a fist, I would turn and run.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but it's weird to broadcast it. I mean, you're broadcasting your love of comic books, and you're broadcasting...
Your cowardice.
Your cowardice, and you're broadcasting your inability to, fix a car, punch a guy out, or swing a hammer, do anything, or go down on a chick. And it's sort of cool. It's like, hey, when? I'm honest.
I'm liberated.
I'm liberated, and I'm honest. I'm telling you I don't want to do this. It's weird. You should pretend, as a guy, you should A, pretend like you don't hold your booze, B, not back down from a fight, C, change your tire, and D, go down on a chick. Even if you can't do any of those things, and Lord knows none of us can do all those things, but you're not supposed to broadcast that you can't.
Yeah, interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a new thing where it's maybe it goes hand in hand with women sort of announcing they don't cook, they don't sew, they don't really.
Yeah.
I don't do much anything.
But there is sort of a similar quality to that with men is then, what do you do?
Right.
As a man,
what's
do you do?
What's our plan? We're all supposed to meet in the middle somewhere where I can't change a tire and you can't sew a hem, and we all just sit here waiting to get eaten by vultures? Is that your plan, Drew? Is that what you
want?
That's
my plan, yeah. You guessed it.
That's your plan. When we come back, we'll speak to...
back to Eden. We're going to visit Eden one more time.
Oh, yeah.
And give her the kit.
Oh, okay. It's been on hold.
Yeah, waiting for that kit.
For $3 worth of condoms and CDs. All right, we'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Love line, Adam. That's Doc Drew. Over there, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's see. Let me ask you this, Drew.
Go ahead, ask me this.
I was had engineer Chris pull a little data on the penny nail length measuring system because I came in here PO'd about the inspector that came to my house today.
Oh.
And I was talking to him about 8 penny nails versus 16 penny nails.
Wow.
Most people don't know what penny is. And
right.
I don't even really know what penny is. Probably some old English
here
thing.
Here it is, yes.
Something, but it's never quite satisfying.
Can I read it?
No, you can't read it. My point is nails are measured by pennies. Not coins, just pennies. Big ones are 16 penny and small ones are 10 penny or 4 penny or 8 penny. The point is someone's on the phone called Penny. And I don't believe I've ever had a penny call. I don't remember any pennies calling this show.
Not a long time.
Long time. Now, maybe, and I don't know, you know, to me it's more just Great Magnet, or maybe a penny calls every other night and I don't remember. But I'm staring at this thing that says, how long is a 16 penny nail spelled the same way? And I'm just staring at this penny.
And you see Penny's name up there.
Yes, and I've been sort of pennied out.
Yeah.
I got into a big 8
penny.
Penny's
a weird word if you repeat it over again, too.
Big 8-penny nail argument with a building inspector today, then came in arguing with Drew about, or yelling at Drew about pennies, and then looking at pennies, and I look up the screen, I see Penny from Denver.
Well, let's dispense with Eden so we can go talk to Penny.
Okay. But when was the last time...
I don't know when the last Penny called.
Anyone named
Penny?
I don't know. Has it been 2 years?
Less than that, I'd say.
Less?
Yeah. But not
that you remember. You're just assuming.
I'm assuming
it's not an exotic name. We must have spoken to someone named
exactly,
Penny.
Exactly, yes. Yes.
But I know maybe 2 years. Engineer Chris doesn't listen to the program. I've learned from talking to him a couple of times.
I think a Penny has called.
Okay.
And I've been doing the show for a year and a half, so.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, it feels like 14 years. All right. I mean, it's a compliment. It's like I know you. Right. Eden?
Yes.
She's right. Still there.
Still there.
I'm still here.
Well, good. You know what? You know what you're... And by the way, she's been on... we told her hang on so she could win a CD and a condom an hour ago, and she's still there. I'm going to go ahead and tack another 15 pounds on her weight. I know it's cruel, but that's the way life works. Skinny chick, she don't hang out on hold for 50 cents worth of condom. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, sweetie, I'm back now.
How sweet of you.
Here's, I know I'm an a-hole. Yeah. Oh. You just earned another 8 pounds. Oh, now it's 12. Just keep going. Scale's going to break. We got to give these things out.
All right,
you, Penny, I mean Eden. Yeah. Eden, you have won yourself a party pack from Durex, which includes CDs. Ann said don't mention the bands, but I like both these bands. What were they? Hoobastank? What was the other band, Chris? Damn.
The Killers.
The Killers.
Was it The Killers?
Yes, it was Killers.
Killers and Hoobastank, great.
Both good bands. Give you those CDs, also some money. And you could imagine it's a boatload of money because I'm not telling you how much the money is. So just close your eyes and picture somewhere into the millions. And then also some Durex condoms, which you're going to need if you ever pull off this trifecta.
How many pennies do you think those condoms are?
They gotta be into the hundreds of pennies per. Oh, just earned yourself another 3 pounds. And anyway, each night I'm going to decide who the best caller is, and Eden, that is you, sweetie pea.
Well, thank you. I thought the poo guy was more interesting, but I appreciate it.
He had his moments, but overall, you're a more consistent caller,
and more in need.
Like your style.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Giving to the needy. How sweet.
That's right. All brought to you by Durex.
Strangely, they're both from Austin.
Oh, really? Wow. A lot of range, that city. A lot of range. All brought to you by Durex. There's sex, and then there's Durex. All right, so hang on, Eden, and we'll get your information. Yeah. And that stuff will show up in the mail in 27 weeks.
There you go.
All right, you ready, Drew?
Yeah.
Talk to Penny. Penny?
Yes?
You're 16?
Yes, sir.
I like Penny.
Thank you. Yeah, I've only met about two in my entire lifetime.
I know, it's one of those sort of popular names that I think there's certain names that people use that playwrights and authors and movie writers and stuff they use, but no one ever names anyone, so you think there's more of them than there is.
I know.
Or look, one famous athlete makes it with that name, and so you think there's more.
Yep.
All right. Go ahead, Penny.
Okay. Well, here's my dilemma. I had my period about, 3.5 weeks ago, and a week or two after my period, my right breast started lactating.
Are you on medication?
I'm on ortho-tricycline low, and that's it.
That's it. Nothing else. No antibiotics.
And so this week, I'm supposed to have my period, and haven't gotten it yet, and so my boyfriend and I are freaking out that I'm pregnant or something. And
that is, of course, a common cause of that problem, but you're on the birth control pill, and to have lactation so rapidly, like within a couple of weeks of becoming pregnant, seems almost impossible to me.
Yeah.
The more common things are medication and actually thyroid disease.
Mm.
And some women lactate just from stimulation of the breast, and I believe I've heard it even from the birth control pill.
Really?
Yeah. So,
I had never heard about that, and I had definitely never heard of lactating, so early or anything, but...
What do you mean so early?
Well, if I were to be pregnant, I don't...
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. So you do need to see the doctor, get your thyroid checked, and very occasionally can be things like tumors and things, and prolactin screen tumors, but very, very, very unusually.
Okay.
So it just needs to be checked out. It's unlikely to be anything. Some women get lactation just from stimulation of the breast.
Well, that would make sense. He has fun with them a lot.
16.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You're not listening, are you, Anna?
I'm reading all this Penny stuff.
You're missing something. Your favorite subject.
She's lactating.
No. Her boyfriend has so much fun with her at 16.
How large, what's your cup size?
C-cup.
C-cup?
Yeah.
All right. I'll get back to my Penny article. Yeah. All right. All right, good times.
Get it checked out, Penny.
Okay,
Penny, for what it's worth, I believe everything happens for a reason.
Oh, of course.
Okay, and there are no straight lines in nature, and dogs are pack animals. Okay? Okay?
You got it. Okay?
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 Okay.
Okay. All right.
Nick.
Nick.
Yeah.
What's up, my brother?
Yeah, wow, that was really fast. Anyway, I wanted to ask Dr. Drew about rapid opiate detox.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm going in for it on Friday, and...
Why? Why are you doing that?
Because I've been taking Norcos and Oxys, 80 milligrams.
Why don't you go on a regular program? You'll be off drugs in 5 days. You won't spend the 10 grand. You can spend that time and money on your treatment.
He doesn't want to go through those addiction. 5 days.
Well,
I don't know. It sucked. I tried it.
All right.
Does the rapid detox work?
They basically put you into anesthesia, general anesthesia, and they give you an opioid blocking agent to sort of shock your system into a very, very rapid withdrawal and control everything. Now,
how long are you under?
I think it's 5 hours.
That's it?
Yeah, it's not long.
Oh, I always thought it was a day or something.
No, Nick, did they tell you how long you'd be under for?
Yeah, they said 6 to 8 hours, and then they said, if you went in on a Thursday, you'd go back to work on Monday or whatever.
No way.
No way.
First of all, you got to get your opiate addiction treated. You're going to go back to using drugs again.
Well, 100%. Maybe it works at a rehab center.
100%.
Well, don't they give you that implant so you can't even take it if you tried?
Well, are you going to get the implant?
Yeah.
What is this implant?
You can put a naltrexone implant in.
Put it in your shoulder or something?
Yeah, it's just like a Depa. What do you call those things? Oh, crap. It's been so long now.
It dissolves. They don't take it out.
Yeah, but my patients would tear those things out with their teeth if they had to.
Oh, really?
To get high. Oh, yeah.
Norplant,
exactly.
Well, now who's the doctor?
But still, Nick, you've got to do some treatment. Eventually, that will wear off. You will choose not to use it, whatever. Your disease, it's a chronic disorder of drive in your brain, opiate addiction.
Let me ask you this, Drew.
What?
Let's try to figure this out.
Yeah.
All right, riddle me this. You hear about a lot of people getting strung out on, like, Vicodin.
Yeah.
All right. And you and I get in this argument all the time where you say, well, they're alcoholics or they wouldn't get strung out on it.
Right.
And I say, but some of these people are guys that they make it to 41. They never have a problem with anything. And then they get in a car accident. They get on Vicodin. Right. All of a sudden, they can't put it down.
Right.
And you get in this stupid technical argument where that makes them alcoholics. But I'm like, they've been drinking their whole life and never had a problem. So certainly not in a what people think of as an alcoholic,
right,
because it never showed itself.
It's just a genetic predisposition.
Which makes it amazing to me and makes me realize how slippery that slope is of the Vicodin and their painkillers. Because for a lot of people, you're one car accident away from just turning the apple cart over.
It could happen.
You people that are the most.
Or how about when they're kids and they get exposed to this stuff and it turns this thing on and now.
Yeah,
and
people.
No one realizes that's happened and they can't understand why these kids are doing
it. People have never really had any problems in the past at all. No 502s, no nothing. And all of a sudden, they're strung out 2 weeks into something.
Or they stop taking the opiates and all of a sudden the alcohol comes on full force.
Right.
Because that's what we need to
see. Well, I haven't even heard too much about.
Oh, that
but they're still on the opiates.
I see that all the time.
Here's the question. And Nick's a little young, but if you're a person who has managed to make it through a part of your adult life without ever getting hooked on anything, booze, whatever, you drink socially, you do whatever, you've tried things, nothing's ever taken, boom, you'll get in an accident. Boom, you're on the Vicodin. 6 weeks later, you're strung out on Vicodin.
Okay.
Wouldn't that make you a good candidate for this rapid detox?
If you didn't have a family history of alcoholism, yeah, make you a reasonable candidate. Yes, it would. And if you had no family history of, well, here's the my concern, is that I could get that person off Vicodin in 5 days, no sweat, no big deal.
Right.
Not a big deal at all.
Put them in the trunk of your car?
No. In a hospital setting, get them up. It's not a big deal.
But the hospital's in the trunk?
No.
Oh.
But the point is, why risk general anesthesia and why spend $10,000 if it's a risky thing?
Is it 10 grand? Well, first off, you say risk general anesthesia. I like general anesthesia.
I know, but it's a risk. It's always it's a life threatening.
My whole thing is, oh, yeah, but you'll die. You'll never know it.
I understand. Then the other thing is you have no opportunity to get treatment during that time. And Nick erroneously believes that this thing of, oh, just taking care of, I'll have to just get off the drug and I'll be fine, which is not the case.
Nick, is it 10 grand?
It's 5,900.
5,900.
Six grand.
Who's paying for this?
Yeah, I'm flying to Chicago for it, yeah.
Mm. And then plus, you got to pay for airfare and everything.
Nick,
mark my words, Nick, this is a chronic condition. Everyone wishes it to be just about getting off the drug. That's the easiest thing. The hard part is the disorder it causes in your brain when you're off the drug. And that's what needs to be treated.
Ah, buddy, don't plant any seeds. Now, the guy's 21. Isn't that better than being 31 and doing this?
It's easier.
I mean, I've never had, like, as far as addiction problems, I've been really good. I don't smoke weed or anything like that. It's just I got onto this and, you know,
all
I
right.
want
to. Is there a family history of alcoholism?
Not really. I mean, I got my dad's a cop. My mom, they divorced, and she takes Xanax.
All right, so here you go.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah. Her dad was probably an alcoholic.
No,
my dad's actually straight edge.
Her dad.
Oh, yeah, I don't really know her dad.
Yeah, but Drew, you scraping around for this is like a feminist saying. Has anyone in your family ever been raped?
No.
Just do a little scraping. Believe me, you'll figure out somebody by your definition. All right, look, you know what you're talking about. I'm not going to argue with you. Nick?
Yeah.
It's okay what he's doing. It's fine.
Who's coming up with the money?
Parents.
My parents and my mom.
Really?
Yeah.
It's fine to try this. I don't have strong objections. So it's like, oh my God, it's a horrible thing. It's not a horrible thing. It's people are struggling with this disorder and trying different things.
Yeah.
The problem is, I guarantee you, this won't be the end of the story.
Well,
and there will be behaviors, there will be thought problems, there will be mood disorders, there will be things. You'll be motivated to do things that will not be healthy because.
Well, maybe he gets involved with the program after this.
Yeah. Yes, that's what he needs to do.
You know, see, Drew, you know what it is? It's like you're a nutritionist and a personal trainer, certified personal trainer, and people are talking to you about fad diets and fen-fen.
Right.
And, like, you don't want to hear it. You're like, there's no excuse for good dieting.
Right.
And there's no substitute for good diet and exercise. And people are like, my promise in 3 days.
Right.
I want to drop 18 pounds.
You're right.
Then start doing push-ups and start eating sensibly, and they don't want to hear it.
You're right too. You're absolutely right. That's why I couched what I said the way I did, which was, we need to struggle with this disease many different ways. These people are struggling with it in the way they're trying to, it may work for him, may work for some people. I can pretty much guarantee that there will be other issues. But fine, yeah. go do that and just keep your eyes open. Realize you're
going to
need some more help.
And Nick, call us back in
I'd love to hear about it,
in a year and tell us how it went. You get the rapid detox. They put you under for between 6 and 8 hours to do that opioid blocking stuff. Mm-hmm. Your body, after this period, doesn't crave it physically. I mean, you don't physically go through the withdrawal. That's it. You're under when you're going through the withdrawal.
Right.
Now you come out. Then they give you this Norplant, for lack of a better term, implant.
Which blocks the effect of opiates. If you take them, you don't get high.
And how long does that thing last in your system?
It depends what they put in. Ask them.
You can put so basically now, if you F up, it ain't going to work.
Ain't going to work. But you can do lots of other things. You can drink. Stimulants.
Right. How long does that implant keep you from getting high?
Well, they said they could either, they didn't tell me how long, but they said they could give it to me to take orally if I wanted. And my I have a doctor, you know, giving
do
me.
Do not,
my,
the oral, the oral, obviously, if you wanted to get high, you'd stop the oral.
Right.
Yeah, but I really want to. I mean, it's like, it's
all right.
I'm definitely excited about it. And I'm all also right. on a Lamictal, so to help the whole.
Uh-oh. Are you bipolar?
Mildly.
Lamictal is a very powerful mood stabilizer. It's not for mild bipolar.
All right, Nick. Godspeed. Good luck to you. And again, you know, I believe everything happens for a reason.
But you're right, Adam. That's particularly when it comes to human behavior and the brain mechanisms. People, you know, have concepts. If you get too grounded in your sort of point of view, you might miss things that could really help people.
Wow, true.
I absolutely agree.
First off, let me tell you, it takes a big man to admit when the ace man's right.
Well,
big.
As you believe, so do I.
Big man.
Everything happens for a reason. Yeah.
Derek?
Hello?
Derek?
Hello?
Time to play a little Germany or Florida?
Yeah.
All right.
Germany or Florida? Germany or Florida? Germany or Florida? Germany or Florida?
Fantabulous. Go ahead, Derek.
All right. A man and his wife were staying in a hotel. They smelled a really horrible smell, and they complained to the staff, but nothing was done. After 3 days, they went looking. They then, when they were looking, they went to a closet, and they found a fake wall where a dead body was in the advanced stages of decomposition. Around it was much and a multitude of porn. They then called the police, who came to the hotel, and no one has yet to find the criminal.
Around the decomposing body was a multitude of porn?
Yeah.
The body was buried in a wall?
Yeah, like a fake wall.
How did they open that up?
I don't know. It didn't say.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like Derek wrote this himself.
Yeah, this, you see, I don't believe that any... First off, if you smelled... If there was a corpse that was rotting and you walked into the room, you would immediately know where it was coming from. You would just walk right to the closet and put your nose
not
in there.
That,
you'd
walk,
be overwhelming when you open the closet door.
Not only that, you'd walk back out and not take that room, no matter what.
After 3 days. Huh. All right. I'm just going to go by the horrible wording...
Of Germany,
yeah. Because it was a bad translation.
And death and porn go together in Germany.
Yeah, but saying the multitude of porn or a multitude of porn.
Something's lost in the translation, yes.
Yeah, we're going Germany, Derek.
All right, yeah, you guys are right.
Thank you. It's getting too easy. And we've had quite a string of Germanys lately.
Yes.
Or at least I've gone Germany more than ever. You know?
I was just thinking I had a hankering for ranchero music the other day.
Yeah, We got to get back to Ace's Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown. We got to get... When's Michelle coming in here? When's the engineer's Michelle coming in here?
She's coming in tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Yeah. All right. Make a mental note.
Oh,
Ranchero
boy.
Countdown time. Robert?
Yes?
You're 15? Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
What's your question?
Yes, I was wondering about, like, the average sperm, like, ejaculation, during ejaculation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How much? Like, how much sperm or how much volume of semen?
Semen, pretty much,
He means overall. About a quart, a little less than a quart, but more in a pint.
Okay. Huh. All right, and I have, like, a second part to my question.
Yeah?
Like, during puberty and stuff, what's like the average penile growth? Like, is there like people who like start later, or like do people start earlier and stuff? Like, how does that whole system work?
Here's the deal, Robert.
It should grow an inch a year starting at 13 and stopping in your mid to later 20s, like 27.
The average amount of semen is less than a teaspoon. About a teaspoon.
But you use a tablespoon so you get it all.
Yeah, of course. You don't want to spill any.
Yeah.
And the growth of the penis can be all over the place. It could start even at 17 or 18 in some men.
You mean when it makes its move?
When it makes its move. And it can routinely go all the way till 21. All right?
Okay. What's the average for like a male?
Average length, 85% of men are between 5 and 7.
I thought it was... Oh, yeah, that's right. Four small, seven.
Seven, eight, seven half as big.
Over seven is big. Drew, a well-endowed man of passion. And Robert.
Yes?
I'm going to go way, way out on a limb here and say you're a virgin.
Yes.
All right. How did you guess?
Well, believe it or not, thanks for calling, Robert. Here's the thing that I keep trying to explain to everybody from doing this radio show is everyone sounds like basically what they are.
Well, just the way they look like basically what they are, they sound like it. Even more vividly sound.
More vividly.
Yeah.
Because once in a while...
You can hide it.
You can hide it, or somebody's just born into a great set of bones or a horrible set of bones, and you sort of do a little visual judging based on it. But, you know, I'll give you a for instance. There's guys that just look tough.
Yeah.
Who aren't really that tough. They just look tough. It's the shape. It's that nose that looks like it's been broken.
Yes.
That sort of cleft in the chin.
Yes.
Sort of big, hairy forearms. They just look like they're ready to kick in his ass. It doesn't make
it be that way or not.
Or not.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to make a difference.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
All right. Let's take ourselves a quick break. When we come back, we'll speak to Emily. 16, boyfriend used to get back at her ex. Used her to get back at the ex. Been locked up for two. Hold on. Let me talk to her for a second. Emily?
Yeah?
What's going on?
My boyfriend's probably listening to this right now because he's in a lockdown drug rehab center over at Park Place.
Park Place. All right.
Yeah.
Pretty pricey real estate over there, Park Place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's been locked up, I think, twice when we were together, and, like, I think around five times altogether.
For chemical dependency? For addiction?
Well, he's in there because he's bipolar.
Right.
He has anger management, and partially because of the drugs.
Well, you got to stand by his side, Emily. You can never let this man go. You must hold on to him with two hands and have many, many children.
What's your question?
My question is if I should stay with him because he's put me like through hell and back again, through hell and back again over and over.
Okay, and so why would you stay with him?
It's because I've worked so hard with him so far that it just seems kind of like a loss to just.
Yeah, right. There we go again. And she's 16. She's so old now.
They have so much invested. Yes. So much invested. You'll be 17 in 9 months.
Oh,
so much
over
invested
the hill.
In this guy.
What's she going to do? She'll be alone the rest of her life.
Spinstress. Emily, are you high? Are you as high as he is?
No, I don't.
You're a heroin addict. You have one choice. You can go to Al-Anon and get a sponsor and work your own program and stay in this thing or get out.
How old is this guy?
He's 16.
Beautiful.
Oh.
Yeah.
And in a way, I was ready for him to be 22 and be disgusted, but this at 16 means he's got a long journey ahead of him, and he's going to take you with him.
I haven't done any drugs whatsoever, and I keep telling them that I don't like it. I think it's disgusting.
Okay, done. Done and done, Emily.
You keep telling them you think it's disgusting. That should work.
I will say it again. You can go to Al-Anon and get a sponsor, or you got to end this.
Where's your dad?
Those are your choices.
My dad's in California. They've been divorced since I was, I think, one.
And where's my bourbon?
Your dad moved to California?
Yeah.
And how often do you see him?
I don't want to see him.
Why?
Criminal.
I hate him.
Yeah, no, but why do you hate him?
He owes my mom like hundreds of thousands of dollars in child support, and he like totally abused us when we were kids.
Oh, he was physically or sexually abusive?
Both.
Thank God he's out here in California now.
Well, thank God you picked another guy just like him. That's great, Emily. Well done.
Yeah.
You found a guy just like your old dad.
All right, so, Emily, seriously, what's the plan? Crap out a kid with this idiot, have him take off to California, and then you'll have a daughter who doesn't know his dad?
Are you sure your dad's not in Florida?
No, he's in California.
He didn't come out to Florida first and then go to California, or he didn't come out to California and planning on going to Florida?
Nope, he's been in California.
What's he do, publicist?
He has his own company or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
All right. So you hate men, and now you found a horrible guy. All right, dump this guy.
I don't hate.
Well,
she loves fixing men.
You love projects. You're 16, baby. You sound like you're 68. How about you just find yourself a regular 17-year-old guy who's in high school, wears a Letterman jacket, and wants to go take the SATs and go to college? Why don't you just be a 16-year-old?
Here we go.
I know you can't be a 16-year-old because your dad made you into an adult when he started abusing you at 14 months.
Come here and give me a hug. Yeah.
You can recapture your childhood.
Yeah.
See, by the way, 1 year difference between the guy we're talking to before this,
right.
And who knows, maybe it's 3 months difference
right.
between the virgin guy wanting to know if he was going to
his penis was going to grow,
drown in his own semen the first time he beats off,
right.
And then Emily over here seems like a nurse from Vietnam.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You want to know? You can hear in people's voices.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm.
All right, dump him. Just look, everybody. I know we got to take a break, but here's my thing, Drew. Stop me if I'm wrong.
All right.
If you're married to someone and you have 3 kids and they get strung out on something, then it's your job to stand by them and
correct.
Do what you can. Even that has its limits.
That's right.
But see them through rehab the first couple of times.
Yep.
Eventually you get to your breaking point. At 16, forget it.
Yep.
These guys are rental cars. You're gone. They F up, you're gone. Fine. Move on. Rent a Rex. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. The one thing that's really come of this show over the last 10 years for me is I've managed to convince Drew that he's miserable.
Yeah, yeah.
And now he walks around angry.
Yeah.
Which I...
No, no, not that I'm...
Do you mean my work is done?
That I should be miserable.
You should be angry.
I should be angry. I should be outraged.
Outraged.
I should be outraged, and I should be miserable.
Drew and I...
And now, it happened about a month ago. I really started... You heard me complain a little bit a couple months ago.
Sure, but yeah. Drew and I just got back from the vending machine. where Drew had a tantrum because all they had was Raisinets, but no Goobers. And I... delivered a very passionate speech to Drew about why Goobers are 1,000 times better than these god-awful Raisinets, but Raisinets are the ones you find everywhere, and there's no Goobers anymore.
I will remind you, I was the one that set the table for your rampage.
Absolutely.
That's what you were pleased with.
No, you set the table. I merely poured the wine.
That's right.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Goobers are peanuts covered in chocolate, which are 8 to 10 times better than raisins covered in chocolate.
Yeah.
Raisins covered in chocolate is a candy cop-out.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
But it's what you eat.
Who needs it?
Who needs it?
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing.
Just ate a bag of them, by the way.
Drew,
who needs it? And we decided that...
Drew Keister, a sack and a half of these in 10 seconds. But the point is here's how you know it's a bad thing to cover in chocolate. When if you remove the thing that got covered, it would be a little better.
Yeah.
That means it's a bad thing to cover.
Right.
You see, when you take a peanut and you cover it in chocolate,
it's way better.
When you take a raisinette, if you remove the raisin, it would actually be better if they're just little pieces
you're basically,
of chocolate.
You're basically just eating it to taste the chocolate. That's it, with a little sugar attached.
It's a
little consistency.
It's a substrate to hold the chocolate.
That's right.
It's a binder.
The reason that the raisinettes have outstripped the Goober is purely and simply the name that rolls off the tongue.
That's what we came
it's
up with.
Such a clever, cute name.
Drew's
it's
a man
outsell.
Of science. I'm a man who watches the History Channel, and what we came up with is Raisinette is such a superior name to the Goober that's why it caught on.
And if Nestle had a
ounce of brains in their
they would switch the Goober
packed ass. And I say that because they're chocolate company.
Yes, of course. Literally fudge pack.
Literally work on the
fudge
Hearst, the Nestle Highway.
Yeah.
Literally.
And they should just call Goobers chocolate peanuts.
It is a better name than Goober.
Chalk nuts.
Goober
Whatever.
Seems like you're eating a retarded kid. It's a horrible name.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to be prepared to be outraged for a second when I turn to Engineer Chris. Engineer Chris.
Oh. Yee-yee.
What's up?
What do you prefer, goobers or raisinettes?
He's never had goobers.
I prefer, no, I've had goobers. I like goobers because, I don't know, I'm just not keen on the raisinettes.
Really?
Huh?
You're not just saying that so I don't dive over the console and strangle the life out of you? Raisinette, it's weird. It's chewy.
I don't know.
It's unsatisfying.
Yeah. I'm not one for raisins all that much, too.
Yeah. Who? Yeah. Do people even like
raisins?
Raisins?
Yeah.
By the way, this country is producing more raisins than it can use because they're constantly trying to shove it up the ass of the consumer. Hey, we got raisins in the cereal. And we're like, I don't really. No, we got two scoops. I didn't want the one. Yeah. We got them.
Yeah.
Mix it in with the trail mix. Hey, we got raisins.
How about we just call it deluxe?
How about we do the smoked almonds, the cashews, and no raisins? We got raisins. I think there's a raisin conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're foisting raisins on us, and we don't want raisins.
Oh, it's your worst nightmare. Raisin has a good publicist.
Oh, something I don't like is popular, and I can't stand it. You ever hear anyone talking about raisins? I love raisins.
Not since I heard it on the grapevine.
Right, not since that claymated cartoon from the 80s. You ever hear anyone say this?
Was it before?
No, it's from probably mid-80s.
Yeah.
Does anyone ever say, like, man, I could go for some raisins?
Yeah, tonight? Oh.
Raisins.
No.
I have a hankering for raisins.
No.
I miss raisins. Does anyone say, you know what this dinner's missing? Raisins. But yet, we eat hundreds and thousands of them every year. There's something going on.
Good publicist.
Yeah. And some of the crappiest food in the world, that like Egyptian food, tons of raisins mixed in. And they do that. It's awesome. Oh, yeah. No. No, it's great. Eat it with your hands. It's rice. It's got raisins. It's like, man, can't you just get some Pioneer chicken or something? Yeah?
You know what's better than that never gets deployed? Dried figs.
Dried figs.
Why?
Excellent.
Needs a publicist.
Got to get figs. A publicist. But I'll tell you what is a solid raisin. Doesn't get consumed nearly as much. The golden raisin.
Oh, yeah.
That's a
yeah.
good raisin.
It's okay, as raisins go.
It's the top of the raisin family.
You could date any day with that.
It'll never be a date. It'll never be a peanut. In its wildest dreams, it's a dried apricot.
That's right.
I mean, in its fantasies. In its drug-induced raisin fantasies, it's not a dried apricot. But it's still better than its darker cousin.
How dare you?
Well, it's not a racist thing. It's just a matter of fact. Bobby?
Yeah.
Goobers or raisinettes?
Goobers or raisinettes. I'd have to go with probably goobers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Informal poll we're doing here confirms every belief we've had.
We already have two 100%. Geniuses who are casting their vote for goobers. Go ahead, Bobby.
Okay. What I need to ask you guys is, about 5 months ago, I was at one of my old roommate's parties, and I hooked up with this girl who was just kind of a one-night stand, where, you know, slightly tipsy, but everything was okay, you know. And then that was it. And then my old roommate, that was about 5 months ago, recently told me that she's pregnant, and she thinks that it's mine.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in a bit of a conundrum because, on the one hand, I want to be a good father to her. I mean, you know, if it is, definitely mine. But then I haven't actually seen this girl. He just told me this actually yesterday. But on the other hand, I've been seeing this girl for the last 2 months, and we're steadily building to a good relationship. So it's like...
You're seeing a new girl.
Yeah, we've been seeing each other for about a couple months, and it's like, it feels like it has the momentum, for a good relationship.
All right, here's the deal. Why should you stop the trajectory of this relationship because of this pregnancy? They're unrelated phenomena. They may overlap at some point. She may have feelings about the fact that you have a child, if in fact you have one. But keep going in your relationship. Let that build out. Find out what's going on with this pregnancy. If it indeed turns out to be yours, obviously you're going to have to tell your current relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a long distance between where you are now and finding out whether or not this is in fact your child.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really good points, but what I'm wondering about is the fact, if it is my child, I mean, should I give a relationship a shot instead with the girl who we got pregnant with? Because
consistently here you talk about her as though she is not in the equation. It's what you want to do with her and with her child. She may not want you in that child's life. She may not want you in, as a relationship.
Well, all right, hold on a second. It is a bad line.
He may have to send some money, but she may not want you.
I have
that
a couple things to say. First off, you know, in the song, goobers, raisinets, chocolate-covered trees, raisinets and goobers, lots of fun tea. It starts with goobers.
Yeah, of course.
Engineer Chris, get on the computer and find out how many goobers are sold as opposed to raisinets every year.
Just look up Nestle and sales.
Nestle and sales.
All right,
now, what was Bobby's question? Now, here's the thing. I don't know what you do here because we're always encouraging guys to be involved with their children, but this is a situation where it's technically his kid, obviously.
But that's a technicality only, really.
So here's, I don't know what your view on this is, Drew. I'll tell you mine, and we'll see if they coincide, right. Which is I feel like you should be in or you should be out.
Absolutely. I totally
and
agree.
I feel like if you're not going to be around and this was a one-night stand and you're not attracted to this girl,
and,
you know,
and she doesn't want him.
All you should ever get is all this kid should know you by is a check. Just check shows up in the mail with $800 made out to so-and-so.
And it's from your emeritus, the war memorial they'd set up for you.
Right.
You were
right.
Here. You were sort of war hero.
War hero.
And the money comes in from the organization that's
just
there to commemorate you.
And the kid shouldn't start looking for you at 18. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you should start looking for the kid. It's a biological event that you are a part of, but you have no other part in it other than that. That's the way I feel. And I
now, if you're in, we're in favor of that too, though.
Right.
I'm
so
all for that.
Here's
but
what
you
I
got to be in.
Here's what I think it is. I think this is like when you're going out into the surf and the water's rough. You either need to be standing on the shore,
or you need to go on out,
or you need to swim out
as
to a buoy.
As you can, yes.
If you stay in the middle, you just get pummeled.
Yes. You
if you
drowned.
Try to see the kid every other week and send him teddy bears, the kid's going to get pummeled
yes.
in the whitewash.
Yes.
All right. Bobby?
Yes.
Yeah. So,
heard all that?
I think so. It's just, I mean, what you guys are saying, I'm definitely following you. I actually hadn't thought of the complete whole in or out because I was thinking it's better to be involved even if it is some way. It's just,
no.
I think it's a little selfish.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, look. Mm-hmm. I don't know who the expert is in this field, and I don't know if there's a right or a wrong. I can tell you, here's the best case scenario. You stay out, and this chick meets up with a new guy when the kid's 6 months old, and he stays around for the next 40 years.
That'd be perfect.
And that's daddy to her.
That'd be
or
perfect.
To him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you guys get together, somehow fall in love, and you're there.
Well, that's his question, and I think you're going to have to maybe just to settle your own sort of mind about this, have a meeting with the girl that's pregnant, sit down and see what her wishes are, see if there's any possibility of you guys working something out.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go all the way in with it, fantastic. It's certainly a more it's a higher ground to be on. I mean,
mm-hmm.
in the eyes of God,
mm-hmm.
everything happens for a reason.
That's what I believe.
But if you're out, stay out.
I believe everything.
Pursue your relationship. Right? That's fine.
You don't think there's a God, Drew? How'd all this get here? Yeah. Okay. Touche. Talk about scientific arguments.
Woo.
You're trumped. Checkmate. How'd all this get here? Come on, wise guy. How?
Weisenheimer.
Who invented it? Uh-huh. Yeah, no answer for who invented the Earth.
There are these arguments that go, if it has to be a rational mind did it. And it's like, really? How about if it was a God, but it was some wayward God that had some experiment that went completely wrong? And that's the world we've got here. I mean, all the horrible things that happened.
Yeah.
This
guy came up with, you know... This guy came up with Claudius Schiffer, jellyfish, and cancer.
And by the way, and then people go, "Well, look at the Taj Mahal. It took the mind of man to create that." Yeah, but about 40,000 minds of men. So
right.
maybe there's 40,000 gods that created this. Why a single?
True, please.
No, but I mean the logic.
I'll see in hell. Hopefully, we can get an ISDN line down there. We'll keep doing the show.
Let's take a break.
All right, John.
Yeah.
Goobers or raisinets?
Definitely, I'd have to go with goobers.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you're not just saying that to appease this radio god?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Okay. I'm a Goober man all the way.
Yeah.
All right. Then why? I have
sales.
There's no sales on.
All right, Drew, get on that.
I will if I.
All right, I have a theory that the majority isn't accounted for or spoken for in many situations.
Oh, of course, of course.
And this leads right to vending machines.
Hey, and television.
And television, television and many is... many other things. Yes?
Yes.
All right, let's look into this, Drew. Let's go. Let's break get it. Let's break it down. Let's go now. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew, just on the computer, trying to figure out Goober's sales versus Raisinette sales. Drew found out through the computer that Milk Dud sales outpaced Goober sales at the premiere of Road to Perdition.
Yeah.
About 4 years back.
Important info out there on the web. What's
up? I'll tell you next time, we'll settle some bar bets. Put that in your hip pocket. But so far, no answer to
no.
Which sells more.
No.
I'm guessing Raisinettes outsell Goobers because Drew, who loves Goobers over Raisinettes, has eaten nothing but Raisinettes because that's the only thing that's
they
in the vending machine.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Bad name. Joyce?
Yeah.
You're 24?
Yes.
Damn. Hold on a second. Drew and I were talking about this the other night on the ride home. I do attribute the success of many things to the name.
Oh, yeah.
Raisinette's far superior name than Goober's.
Yes.
And I also...
Lesser product, better name.
I attribute Lindsay Lohan's success in part to her name.
Yes.
Easy to remember. Alliteration.
Yes.
Flows a little bit. Yes?
Yes. People are primitive. They respond to stuff.
Yeah. As opposed to Jake Gyllenhaal. Barely gets any press.
Right.
Tough name. Good actor.
Yeah.
Tough name.
Yeah.
Joyce?
Yeah.
24?
Yeah.
What happened, baby?
What's up?
I was wondering, like, one of my lips are bigger than the others, like, more pulled out, stretched out.
Vaginal lips we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Anyone ever commented on it?
No, but I was wondering about it because I think it's, like, it's weird and it's ugly.
What do you like better, Goobers or Raisinettes?
I like them both. Mixed
both together. Equally.
No, that can't be.
Mixed together. Not both equally, but they taste better together.
Wow.
You take a pack of Goobers, a pack of Raisinettes, and you mix them together.
Yeah.
A suicide.
Like freaky candy.
No, that's a good idea.
I've never heard of it. It never occurred to me.
Well, see, Drew, you got to start thinking outside the box. Outside the Goober box.
Yes.
I also like Goobers because they come in a box.
So is Raisinettes, though.
Well, I thought they came in a sack.
Well, in the theater, they come in a box.
Okay. Joyce.
Yes.
Here's the thing. They have surgeries to correct
this. Yeah, there is. There's, in fact, some laser procedures that are quite what I would call elegant.
Will I still have the filling?
Absolutely. It doesn't affect anything. Most of these vaginal laser reconstructions are for things related to what happens after delivering babies. Have you had a baby?
No.
No.
How,
but they can do just for cosmetic reasons, too. And it's a very simple procedure, really.
But here's the other thing, too, everybody. There's things about you that bother you that don't bother
anyone else,
and that's all you should care about.
And yet, though, I got to tell you, I talked to some of these women for the Discovery Health. By the way, please watch Discovery Health Channel if you're watching this, listening to us on Wednesday night. Check in at the end of Loveline, Discovery Health Channel, Strictly Sex with Dr. Drew. And I talked to a woman, in fact, maybe in one of the upcoming shows, about this procedure. And it's an interesting thing that happens. If women don't feel sexy, if they don't like how they look down there, then there'll be no sex. Which is an interesting thing. It's why they wear lingerie, because for them. If if by the way, the husbands, I interviewed several of the husbands, too, and they were like, honey, it looks fine. It's no big deal. Now you're completely out. Because not only do I not feel sexy and not like how I look, you don't understand me. Now forget it.
Or you're lying just to get sex.
No. They just go, now I feel not understood. Now I'm really pissed. Now I'll forget it.
Right.
So there is something to this, Joyce. If you need to do it, okay.
All right. And here's the thing about everybody. Everyone is so worried about, you know, we live in this horrible society where everyone is like, you have to do it for you. Do it for yourself. Don't do it for... I don't know what kind of message this is to send. Where, like, on one, the one message is, donate your time, go out, go to the orphanage, help the kids, teach them to read. And then the other part is, do it for you. Don't do it for anybody. Do it for you. It's a weird, duplicitous message, which is, help others, do it, give till it hurts, and then do but don't do anything unless you do it for you. Yeah. You shouldn't be doing anything for you that has to do with the physical stuff.
Right.
You should only worry about, here's
so that's a male point of view. Women
I know, but women, well, but
they
listen,
do it for other women.
Women are just dumb males.
They
that's
do it
really
for other
the way
women.
I look at them.
They do it for other women.
I know.
Women.
Here's the thing. I would like, if I looked in the mirror and saw an octopus looking back at me, I would be fine as long as
you can still have sex.
Yes.
As long as chicks liked it.
As long as chicks saw, no, if chicks saw Brad Pitt,
yes.
But I looked in the mirror and I saw an octopus.
So much the better.
Fine. Tentacles flying everywhere.
Let's
half
go.
A
let's
fish hanging out. My beak.
Whoa. Squirting ink all over the place. All right.
I think
no,
squid shoot ink and octopi don't.
No, octopi do.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yes.
Do they both shoot
yes,
ink?
Yes, they both
they
do.
Both do. Okay. Okay, touche.
Yeah, learn something.
Okay. Let's get back and learn more about goobers. We'll be back after this. Hey, everybody.
Big
well,
philosophical.
Well, that's the show.
Very, very interesting ooh. Night. Lots of philosophy.
Drew and I, this whole goober raisinets.
I mean, we went from poo to goobers and raisinets.
Yeah.
To the evolutionary of the human palate.
Yeah.
Whoa!
We're going to start off tonight
God!
With Cabbage Patch Kids.
And Fluffy.
See where that leads us.
What are those the animals that have sex? The Fluffies? Furbies?
Furries. Anderson knows. Believe me, beats off to
whoa!
A couple hours of the video
oh
every night.
Oh, my God! Somebody hold the phones! I can't
right.
believe
it! Need those guys back.
All right, yeah.
ICP.
Yeah, oh, that's who that was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I thought that was Coldplay.
No.
Okay. Well, Texas break. Anderson, call me tomorrow. I got money for you, buddy. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Happens for a reason.
Oh, of course.
Okay. And there are no straight lines in nature, and dogs are pack animals. Okay? Okay.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.